ग्लानिर्भवति भारत। अध्युत्थानम् अधर्मशः तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम्। परित्राणाय साधुना विनाशाय च दुष्कृता। धर्म संस्थापना भामिगे हरेर्नाम हरेर्नाम हरेर्नामैव केवलम्। कलौ नास्त्येव 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 गतिरन्यथा। कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे
Hare Krishna, welcome to this Krishna Consciousness program with Rasprayan Das. Please remember, our program at the temple is start at 11:30 with bhajans and kirtans on every Sunday, followed by aarti of their lordship at 12:30. Then we have a discourse on the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. What is Krishna consciousness all about? Followed by aarti of our founder acharya, his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And then we finish the day's program with Vestrian feast at 2:30. Otherwise, every day we have program starting at 4:30 in the morning with Mangalarti, followed by Darshanarti at 7 a.m. And the Darshan is open till midday. And we have aarti, midday aarti at 12:30, and the darshan closes at 1 o'clock till 4, and then it's open till 7:30. Please come along, visit our temple at 1229 Coatesville Riverhead Highway. Next Sunday, we are celebrating the festival of colors or Holi from 1 o'clock. Please come along, join us, bring your friends, and enjoy the day. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sadhya Kabahu Nai Sravan Adi Suddha Chitte Karahi Udai. Udai means awakening. It is not an artificial way of giving something, imposing something to become Krishna conscious. No. The Krishna consciousness is there in everyone's heart. It has to be awakened by a certain process. That process is Sravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Samarana Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atmanivedam. All these nine different types of devotional services. It doesn't matter either in India or outside, It is very difficult these days to follow the four principles of regulative life. No illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating, no intoxication. When people are told about this formula, they become formula for becoming advanced in spiritual consciousness. They flatly deny, saying it is impossible for me. Yes, but impossible things can be made possible by the grace of the Lord. That is possible. Krishna is all powerful, provided we are serious and sincere. That is the main business. We must be very serious and sincere. Then Krishna will give us the intelligence and the ability to follow the four regulative principles. It is said in Bhagavad Gita, Tesam satata yuktanam bhratam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam ye namam upayanti te. Anyone who is engaged very seriously, satatam yukta, 24 hours thinking, Krishna, how can I save you? This is the only business. Man mana bho madhabhakto madhyaji mam namaskaru. Four things. Always think of Krishna. This is Hare Krishna. This Hare Krishna means, or the energy of Krishna. Oh Krishna, please engage me in your service. I have given service to this material world so much, but I cannot satisfy this matter, this master. Neither I am satisfied. Everyone is saving society, friendship, love, family, country, but none of them are satisfied. Even your Prime Minister could not satisfy you, nor he could satisfy himself. Even Gandhi could not satisfy his countrymen. Although he gave so much service, he was shot dead. So this is the material world. You cannot satisfy anyone. Neither you become satisfied, materially engaged. This is called material world. We may show some artificial satisfaction, but there cannot be satisfaction in the material world. First of all, you have to take it as truth, that there is no happiness and there cannot be any satisfaction in this material world. Then you will make a spiritual advancement. If you have got little faith still that I can be satisfied, I can be happy materially, then that is Maya's influence. That is Maya's influence. There is no possibility. So if you want satisfaction, then you have to take to Krishna consciousness. Compulsory. You must. There is no other alternative. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Hare 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 Vifale Janam Gavaya. My dear Lord Krishna, I have simply wasted my time. Actually, anyone who has not taken Krishna consciousness, simply wasting time. This is a fact. Scientifically true, but they do not know. Maya mohita mohitam navi janati mam abhaye param avyayum. Being covered by the illusory energy, they do not know the background of this gigantic cosmic manifestation. That is Krishna. Intelligence means to find out Krishna. In the Upanishad, it is stated that, my dear Lord, please wind up these dazzling rays so that I can actually see your face. Within Brahmajyoti, the Krishna is there. So Krishna can be seen only by service. You cannot challenge Krishna. Krishna, come here. I want to see you. No, that is not possible. You have to submit. Therefore Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityaje mamekam saranam braj. That is the way. You have to surrender. So long you don't surrender, that is up to you. Krishna will not force you. He is almighty. He can force you, but he does not do that. He says, you do this. If you do not do it, that is your business. But I say, you do it. Krishna says everything in Bhagavad Gita. People are simply misled by so-called yogis, swamis, incarnations, magicians, jugglers, bluffers. But they come and go. They cannot do anything because they are themselves cheated. They are themselves cheated. So how can they do good to others? Don't be members of the society of cheaters and cheated. Then the life will be spoiled. Our only request, this Krishna consciousness movement, is to take to Krishna consciousness. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught, always chant Krishna, Krishna, oh Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us, as it is convenient. That is the way of life, the simple way. There is no difficulty. There is no loss. Why not take an experiment? Let's chant Hare Krishna and see, find out for yourself what is happening. Satatam kirtayanto mam etantascha dhrirvrita namasyantascha mam bhakteya nitya yukta upasate. This process we are. The deities are nicely decorated and worshipped and they are pleased upon us. Be pleased, chant Hare Krishna at least 16 rounds and you will be happy. There is no doubt about it. You can experience, you can experiment. It is not impossible. Then this life you will be able to understand Krishna. It is very difficult to understand Krishna otherwise. Manushyanam sahasrastu kanchidyateti siddhe yatatam yapi siddhanam kanchidveti tatvata. To understand Krishna is very, very difficult, even for the siddhas, those who have attained perfection of life. Krishna said, yatatam api siddhe. First of all, out of many, many millions of persons, one endeavors to become a perfect siddha. That is also not very easy. Siddha means perfectly self-realized. Aham brahmasi. That is siddhi. That is siddhi of human our life. The dogs, cats, life, they cannot understand that I am Brahman. Aham Brahmasi. They think I am a dog, I am a cat. So if you think like that, I am a New Zealander, I am an Indian, I am a Fijian, I am a Hindu, I am a Muslim, then you are no better than those dogs and cats because they are also thinking like that. But when you think yourself that I am not this body, I am a spirit soul, that is called Brahman. Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma na sochati na kanchati. After that, after being Brahma Bhuta, sama sarvesu bhutesu mad bhaktim labate param. Then bhakti life begins. After being self-realized, then bhakti begins. And so, soon as bhakti begins, you understand Krishna. Bhaktaya mam abhijananti yavanya sachasmi tatvataha. You cannot understand Krishna by any other process, by jnana, by yoga, by tapasya, by karma, by sacrifice, or by charity. You cannot understand. Simply Krishna says, bhaktaya mam abhijanati. If you want to know Krishna as he is, then you have to take to this process. Very simple process. Manmana bhavmad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskaru. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your respectful obeisances unto me. Four things. That is here. Chant Hare Krishna. That will be thinking of Krishna. Manmana. And unless you are devotee, you cannot engage your time in that way. Then if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, automatically you will become a devotee. Then you worship deity. Unless you are a devotee, you cannot worship Krishna. The atheists will say, they are worshipping some idol. No, that is not true. They do not know that here is Krishna personally. He is accepting the devotee's service in a manner in which we can save him at the present moment. If Krishna shows you the Virat Rupa, then you cannot save him. Where you'll get the dress for the Virat Roop? The whole world's cloth factories will fail you. Therefore, Krishna is accepted a 4 feet small deity, so that we can acquire Krishna's dress within our means. You can put Krishna within your means. That is Krishna's mercy. Therefore, it is forbidden, Arche Vishnu Siladihi. If anyone thinks that in the Vishnu form a stone is a wood, Vaishnava Janti Buddhi, devotees consider as belonging to certain nation, caste, these are Narki Buddhi. This is not to be done. It is fact that there is Krishna. He has come in this form, but he is Krishna. He is not a stone. Even if it is a stone, that is also Krishna, because there is nothing else but Krishna in everything. Without Krishna, there is no existence. Krishna has got the power that even in his so-called shape of a stone, he can accept your service. That is Krishna. You have to understand these things. And if you understand properly what is Krishna, this much qualification will make you fit for being liberated, even in this life. Janma karma me divyam yo janati tatvataha tvekta deham punar janma naiti mam eti kunteya. It is stated there, Krishna can be understood only by devotional service, by no other means. You cannot speculate. Krishna may be like this, Krishna may be like that. Your imagination will not help you. You cannot imagine God. That is foolishness. God is not subject to your imagination. Then he is not God. If he is subject to your imagination, that's not God. Why he should be subjected to your imagination? So these things are to be understood properly. And one can understand properly when he is pure devotee. Otherwise, no. Naham prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samavrita. I am not exposed to everyone. Why should be exposed to everyone? When he is pleased, he will reveal himself to you. Sevan mukhi jivado svayam yo spraya adha. You cannot ask the sun to appear immediately. When he is pleased, he will appear in the morning. Similarly, you have to please Krishna so that he will appear before you and talk to you and bless you. By the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are trying to understand this Krishna consciousness philosophy. And there is no difficulty. Everything is there in our Bhagavad Gita. You simply try to understand and make your life successful. That is our request. Don't be mudas, naradhamas, maya pratigyana. This education has no value for them, because the real knowledge is to understand God. There is no education. Throughout the whole world, there is no university. They are simply producing rascals. Our only request is that don't become rascals. You just worship Radha and Krishna. Just try to understand Krishna, and then your life will be successful. How? Janma karma chame divyam yo janati tatvataha tvekta deham punar janma naiti mamyati. If you simply try to understand Krishna, the result will be that after giving up this body, you will not accept any more material body. You will remain in your spiritual body and go back home, back to Godhead. That is your eternal life. Blissful, full of knowledge life. That is wanted. Otherwise, now you have got this very beautiful body. If you don't take to Krishna consciousness, if you lose the opportunity, then you may go get, because you have got very good friend, dogs. So you yam yam vapi samran bhavam. So at the time of death, you will think of dog and you will get a dog body. This is a fact. Because you are under the grip of material nature. Prakriti kriyamani gunai karmani sarvasaha. As you as you infect some disease, you must suffer because that disease you cause for it. Similarly, the infection of ignorance, tamogun, will give you a tamogun body. Jaganne gunavriti staha adho gacchati tamsaha. Naisha gives you the opportunity. Get a nice human form of body, nice brain. Try to understand what is God. But if you misuse it, then again go to become cats and dogs and hogs. This is Naisha's law. Don't risk your life. Always think of Krishna. Sada tad bhava bhavita. These things are explained. So what is the difficulty to become Krishna consciousness? You have got nice deity. Krishna is present. Take your service. Be pure. Eat nice prasadam. Chant Hare Krishna. And dance. And go back home. Back to Godhead. Where is the difficulty? Simple thing. Don't be misled by rascals and fools. Just try to understand Krishna. Try to hear Krishna. His instruction is there. And be happy. A devotee who lives with Krishna or in Krishna consciousness, he does not live in the material world. He always lives in the spiritual world. That is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Mam chaihe vichani charani bhakti yogena yata sevate. Anyone who is engaged in bhakti yoga with Krishna, sa guna samhitayahe tam brahma bhuvayahe kalpate. Such person is always above this material modes of nature. Our difficulty or miserable condition of life is due to being under the material laws of nature. It is very simple method, and you are also intelligent. Take up this process, you will never be unhappy. And not only here, but also as Krishna said, manmana bhoma bhakto madhyaji mam namaskaru. If you simply practice these four principles, always think of Krishna, manmana, or become Krishna's devotee, and offer Krishna obeisances, and worship Krishna. These four things. We are teaching these four principles in the temple. How to worship Krishna, how to save Krishna, how to become Krishna's devotee, and how to think of Krishna 24 hours. And if we do this, there is guarantee. Krishna says, Mam Yuvasi Asamsaya. Without any doubt, you will come to me. You will go back home, back to Godhead. This process is susukam kartav avyayam. This devotional service is so nice. To excuse the devotional service is also very pleasing. Susukam kartam avyayam. In whatever you do, that is your permanent asset. It will never be lost. In the material world, suppose you have got some money. That is not permanent. Anything, material possession is not permanent. Especially after death, everything is finished. Another new chapter. That we do not know. But devotional service, it is granted. It is permanent asset. Even you cannot finish in this life, but that does not mean you will be neglectful. Try to finish completely to become Krishna conscious in this life. Do not keep in abeyance. That is not intelligent. But even if you do not finish, then the next life, a human life, is guaranteed. And you will begin where you left. These are sastric. So excuse this devotional service very nicely, seriously. There is no inconvenience, but if there is a little inconvenience, tolerate it. I am very glad to see people are into Krishna consciousness. So many parts and parcels of Krishna. You have come to understand Krishna consciousness. So stick to the principle. Then your life will be successful. The principle is to purify ourselves. Just like When a man becomes sick, he has to purify himself by regulative principles, by diet, by medicine. Similarly, we have got this material disease covered by material body, and the symptoms of misery are birth, death, old age, and disease. One who is serious about getting out of this material body, material bondage, and free from birth, death, and old age, and disease, he must take to this Krishna consciousness. It is very simple and easy. If you do not know, if you are not educated, if you have no asset, you can simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And if you are educated, logician, philosopher, you can read our books. We request you to engage your time in reading books, in chanting, in deity worship. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mam hi partha vayapa srutya yepi suyo paap yuna istriya vaishasa tata sudras tepi mam tepi yanti paramam gati. There is no discrimination that this man should be allowed and this woman should not be allowed. No, Krishna says anyone, istriya vaisya tata sudras, anyone who takes to Krishna consciousness, he becomes free from the material bondage and goes back to Godhead, back to home, back to Godhead. So seriously, take this movement and execute the principles, namely no meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, and chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Govardhana Giri Varadhare